I'm really sick of hearing about how, as a gamer, I've been waiting so long for the Duke Nukem reboot. Negative. Just because a super old game has taken a long time to make a turnaround does not mean that I'm interested in it. I was waiting for StarCraft II. I'm waiting for The Old Republic and Diablo III because those games are promising, interesting innovations based on reliable engines from franchises that have been industry staples for a long time. I couldn't give a fuck less about Duke Nukem. If I wanted to throw feces and slap women, I'd just go to house parties with the rest of my graduating class. But in Control, you're saying, Duke is just another generic shooter, and if you got mad every time they released one of those, you'd be living in a state of perpetual rage. I guess that's true. But my real beef with Nukem isn't that it's just another copy-paste shooter, it's that the game is going to set back the medium by ages. Fox News has already taken up the mantle of Crusaders for Justice and Equality, bashing the game before it's even released, based on news of its Capture the Babe multiplayer mode that allegedly has players slapping women. Now, you know I'm all about the artistic evolution of the medium, and I think that evolution means occasionally pushing the boundaries of what's considered acceptable, but we have to do it in a way that's artistically sound. It's like we finally earned enough respect that we could risk producing something as potentially violent and sexual as, say, Pulp Fiction, without the entire world jumping down our throats, but we're using the license to make Gigli instead. Is this what we really want to risk our credibility on? The ability to punch aliens in the nads? It just makes me sick that we're behaving in a manner that gives us something legitimate to fear from these conservative Fox News pricks. I'd love to be able to say they're just making yet another big ignorant stink about nothing, but yeah, what little content I've seen from the game looks incredibly crude, juvenile, and potentially offensive. Which again, I'd be totally cool with if it were funny, or thought-provoking, or even particularly interesting. The trailer for the game takes a pause in the action to show Duke pissing in a urinal. It's funny because it's a really long piss. That's funny, right? Not that the fucking Fox Network has any right at all to be indignant. You want to talk about negative portrayals of women? How about Francine from American Dad, or Meg from Family Guy? How about Glee, which has issues relating to womanhood and sexuality handled with about the same level of sensitivity, subtlety, and maturity as a pair of sixth grade boys chittering at the back of their health class? The Fox Network seems to think they can commit the sins and still throw all the stones they want. And I have a feeling that except for the cultured and intelligent few, the American people are probably going to continue to allow them to get away with that. And all this couldn't be coming at a worse time. With the release of Dragon Age 2 and the stream of pure drivel that's been seeping onto the internet from players concerned that BioWare allowed for homosexual romance choices for the main protagonist, or even worse, that somehow doing so spoke of an overall neglect for the straight male gamer, we find ourselves in the awkward situation of trying to ask for more respect for our chosen entertainment medium while simultaneously giving the public at large every reason to believe we're the maladjusted degenerates they always try to claim we are. Well, congratulations, gaming culture. We pushed and pushed and pushed, and now the internet is in the mainstream, and straight-laced average Joes and Janes can hear everything we say and do. This means that if we ever want to be taken seriously again, we have to take a collective stand against opinions like those slamming BioWare for their romance decisions, and we have to do so forcefully so everyone knows where the heart of the community lies. Like any society, we have fringe factions and countercultures that can be a source of new ideas and good variation, but can also unfortunately produce some pretty ignorant slop. The problem is, the whole wide world doesn't yet know which is which when it comes to gamers. That means it's up to us to be the louder voice. We gain nothing from just trying to troll the trolls, but we should all make a commitment to calling out and dispelling this ignorance where we find it. Also, don't play Duke Nukem. You're better than that. That's all for me today. For more editions of The Voice, along with reviews, gaming news, and philosophical takes on gaming issues, stop by the community at incontrol88.wordpress.com, and maybe even stick around and make yourself heard. A shout out to the Paranerds for letting me be a part of this fantastic podcast. Congratulations again on the sponsorship, guys. I expect big coattails from you that I can ride into internet celebrity. Until next time, hail to the community, baby.